Okay. I hope everyone can hear me okay. I understand that there's been some problems with distortion. The sound has not been that good this morning, and seems that Michael was having the same problem, so it may be something to do with Skype. Okay, we'll try to just do a few minutes of Q&A. If anyone has a question related to the study in First Peter that we've been doing, you're welcome at this time to raise your hand and ask your question or make your comment. Okay, we don't seem to have any questions at this time. I would just like to make one correction. The Bible study we hope to do will actually, we're pushing it back to early May. So we'll keep you informed about that, when that'll start. Lord willing, that'll be a nightly Bible study, Monday through Friday. And then on Friday, the last night of the week, we'll have a question and answer following it. But at this point, I'll turn it back over to Michael. Okay, Michael says we have some questions. Please, for the future, if you have a question, try to ask it right away so we don't sit here for a few minutes with no questions. We'll give it a couple of minutes in the future. If there's no questions, we're just going to end the Q&A and move on. But at this point, we do have a couple of questions. Let's go to the first person on the phones. Please go ahead with your question.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Doing well.
Okay, I just have a comment. I just want you guys to know that thank you again for what you're doing, but you are having some problems on Pal Talk. We can't really hear what you're saying sometimes. You're blacking in and out. We only get half the conversation sometimes. So just to let you know what was going on in case you didn't know.
Well, thank you. I really don't know what the problem is. Overall, Skype has been pretty good, but we have had a couple of occasions where there's been a technical problem. Seems like today was one.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully that won't be a problem in the future.
For now, you sound nice and clear.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye.
All right, let's go to the next person on the phones. Welcome to eBibles Question and Answer.
Yeah, hi, Chris. Proverbs 8:25.
Proverbs 8. Proverbs 8:25 says, before the mountains were settled, before the hills was I brought forth.
I'm sorry. Let's go back a couple of verses. Go back to 20. Start with 22.
Jehovah possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there was no fountains abounding with water, before the mountains were settled, before the hills was I brought forth.
Yeah. Now, what I was suggesting is this is language that shows that Christ was before the foundation of the earth. Would you say that's correct?
Yeah. In Proverbs 8, it's referring to wisdom, and wisdom is personified because Jesus is wisdom. And so it's saying that wisdom was set up from everlasting, and that's Christ. So, yeah, it definitely is indicating the eternal nature of Christ himself.
Okay, I just thought that would help you study. All right, thank you.
Well, thank you for those verses, and let's go to the next person on the phones. Welcome to our Sunday afternoon question and answer.
How are you doing, Chris? Could you read two scriptures, and I'd like to ask my question? First is Luke 8:22-25.
Can you speak into your phone a little bit or into your mic a little bit more?
Yeah, can you hear me better now?
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Please go ahead.
Luke 8:22-25, and then I want to, could you read another one after that, please?
Okay, Luke 8:22. Now, it came to pass on a certain day that he went into a ship with his disciples, and he said unto them, let us go over unto the other side of the lake, and they launched forth. But as they sailed, he fell asleep, and there came down a storm of wind on the lake. They were filled with water and were in jeopardy. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. And he said unto them, where is your faith? And they, being afraid, wondered, saying one to another, what manner of man is this? For he commandeth even the winds and water, and they obey him.
And the other is Matthew 25:1-6. Then I'd like to ask a question.
Matthew 25. Verse 1 says, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him.
In Luke 8:23, when Jesus falls asleep on the boat and there's the storm, is there any relation to that sleep, even though it's actually the word asleep? Is there any relation to that word and its context to either the tarrying or sleeping in the parable of the 10 virgins?
Not that I know of. With the 10 virgins and they're sleeping, this is referring to the church age. We have the wise and the foolish together, just as the wheat and the tares were together. And remember in Matthew 13's parable of the wheat and the tares, it says, while men slept, an enemy sowed tares amongst the wheat. And God in some ways views the entire church age as a period of sleeping for saved and unsaved, because the Bible was it was sealed, it was closed up. There's a good verse that explains this in Isaiah. In Isaiah chapter 29, it says in verse 10, for Jehovah has poured out upon you the spirit of deep sleep, and has closed your eyes. The prophets and your rulers, the seers, hath he covered. And the vision of all is become unto you as the words of a book that is sealed, which men deliver to one that is learned, saying, read this, I pray thee, and he saith, I cannot, for it is sealed. And the book is delivered to him that is not learned, saying, read this, I pray thee, and he saith, I am not learned. So verse 10 tells us that the vision of, the Lord has poured out the spirit of deep sleep and closed your eyes. And that has to do with when your eyes are closed, you fail to understand certain truths. And remember the Word of God, the Bible, was sealed up till the time of the end, as God said to Daniel. And therefore, throughout the church age, the Bible was sealed, our eyes were closed, whether wise or foolish, believer, true believer or professed believer, but actually an unbeliever, no one was able to understand the Bible until the time of the end, and then God opened up the understanding of his people. And that's exactly what we have in Matthew 25. You know, when it says that the 10 virgins went forth to meet the bridegroom, well, that didn't just happen last year or 10 years ago. That's happened throughout the whole New Testament period. Believers have been going forth to meet the bridegroom, to meet Christ all through the New Testament era. And yet they fell asleep. And when they awoke, because a cry was made at midnight, really that's in the midst of the night, which would identify with the Great Tribulation period and the cry that went out of Christ's coming, then they all awoke, and those that had oil in their lamp, and the lamp is the Word of God, and oil in their vessel be referring to the Holy Spirit within them, which enlightens. The Holy Spirit enlightens the book, the Bible, and enables them to see. Their eyes are no longer closed. They can understand what God is saying in many things, as we've learned many things during the Great Tribulation period. That's the emphasis of this parable.
Thanks.
Okay, thank you for your question in those passages. And this time we're going to conclude our question and answer, and then Michael will join with us for or be back to let us know what's going to happen next. But thank you for your questions and your comments.